Shalom, today's Daf Yomi is Pesachim Daf Kuf Yud Dalet, Pesachim 114. In today's Daf Yomi, the mission on the bottom of Kuf Yud Dalet Amud Aleph is continuing through our discussion of the night of Pesach, the night of Seder night. And the Gemara had earlier discussed the idea of drinking wine and having the first two cups of the wine. And after that, after you have the first cup, the Mishnah then says, "Say view in front of that you bring in front of the person who's having the Seder. You're going to bring in front of him." And the next word is not in the Mishnah, but both Rashi and Rashbam interpreted that. What do you do? What do you bring in front of him? You bring in front of him vegetables. That's how Rashi and Rashbam understand it. However, Rabbeinu Hananel and the Rambam and Tosos explain what it means is that after a kiddush, you bring in front of the person who's leading the Seder the table for the meal. And on this table is placed chazeres or lettuce. And similar to this, Meiri explains that you bring in front of the person a basket which has all the stuff that you're going to need on the Seder night, or like we call today, like the Seder plate. So that's what happens. If you will find, if you bring the person the vegetables, and the whole idea here is that they used to have the practice to eat the vegetables on this night, on Seder night, so that the children will see it, and when the children will ask the Manishtana, it is a mitzvah to tell the story of Seder night in the manner of asking, of trying to inspire the child to ask questions. And so therefore we're trying to inspire the child, and so therefore you bring the vegetables before, and then everybody the child will ask, because people didn't typically have the practice of eating the vegetables prior to the meal. That's what Rashi and Rashbam say. And their intent is that the children will see from them dipping themselves, because it's a difference from the way it's typically done. And so that's the first thing. But if one of these vegetables or is not one of the five different things that we typically did for it with Marah, then you dip it in vinegar or salt and you eat it. But if you only have lettuce or to do it, which is one of the types of Marah, then the Mishnah continues, Metaval Bechazeres, then you eat the lettuce by dipping it in the charoses, ad shemagil parperas hapas, until you arrive at the parperas hapas. What does parperas hapas mean? So the parperas hapas, Rashi and Rambam and Tosfos, Rashi and Rashbam, and Tosfos say that this is these are the vegetables, and Tosfos explains that the vegetables are what, typically speaking, is going to whet the appetite for food, and therefore that for this reason the chazeres is called parperas hapas, like we learned in Pirkei Avos chapter 3, tkufos ugematrios parparos l'chachma, that like gematrios, like figuring out constellations and numbers, are parparos to wisdom, meaning they bring you about to come closer to wisdom, because they inspire the heart to be wise. And that's what the Rashba explains. And so too, other commentaries. However, the Ran writes in the name of the Ramban that parparas hapas is a reference to matzah, and that's because matzah was made thin like parparos, and so that's how others explain it. So, but going with Rashi and Rashbam's explanation, that what we're doing is that you eat the vegetables here or the lettuce before you get to the idea of Marah, because the main mitzvah of Marah is only after the eating of matzah. And so therefore, it says a matzah marorim yachulu, that you have to eat the matzah before the Marah. So here, when you eat it, you have to be sure to do it not in the manner of eating Marah, but just eating a vegetable to inspire the children to ask. So then the Mishnah continues. So after you dip the first, after you have the first dipping, he view a fun of matzah, then you bring the matzah, which you fulfill the mitzvah of eating the matzah, the chazeres, and then you bring the lettuce again, but here it's for the mitzvah of maror, and because you need to say the Haggadah over it, and when you say the Haggadah, you need to have the matzah and the maror placed in front of you. That's the concept that we have with respect to the maror, because we need to say matzah zu and maror zu. You need to point to the matzah and point to the maror. That's what Tosfos says. And so therefore, after you have the matzah and the maror in front of you, you also bring in front of you the charoses. Why do you bring the charoses? Because you're going to have to dip the maror in the charoses. And the charoses, what is the charoses? The charoses is a mixture of fruits that have like a pungency to them. That's what the Rambam writes. And you also bring in front of the person shnei tafshilin, two cooked foods. And the Gemara is going to have to explain The Gemara will explain on today's daf yomi why you're bringing two cooked foods. And after that, our Mishnah continues, afal pi she'ein charoses mitzvah, that you're supposed to bring the charoses there, even though the charoses is not actually a mitzvah. It's not a requirement. So Rebbe Lazar bar Rebbe Tzadok says, actually, it is a mitzvah. Rebbe Lazar bar Tzadok says that the dipping in the charoses is actually a mitzvah. It's an interesting thing that the Gemara will explain why it's a mitzvah to dip in the charoses, but the Rambam, in his explanation in Pirush HaMishnayos, actually says that according to Rebbe Lazar bar Tzadok, you need to make a bracha prior to the eating of charoses. You need to make the bracha of Asher Kedishanim Tzosov Tzivanu al Achilas charoses. He says in Pirush HaMishnayos that you have to make the bracha on the eating of charoses. However, that's what he writes there. But in the Mishnah Torah, it's very clear that the Rambam writes that even according to Rebbe Elazar bar Tzadok, you wouldn't make a blessing on the charoses. So it must be that the Rambam changed his mind, that he at first interpreted to say that Rebbe Elazar bar Tzadok says you would need to make a mitzvah, you need to make a bracha on the mitzvah of charoses, but now he says that you wouldn't need to make a bracha. And anyway, this is, we can see here, the outlines of our Seder plate with the vegetables, with the matzah, with the charoses. And we see from this Mishnah the skeletal outlines of our Seder plate.